This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, it's the BJ and Jamie morning show. Yeah, things are the same around here. Still have a few technical issues. You got this playing, you got that playing, but it's okay. It's okay. We're not going to worry about it. I got bigger fish to fry this morning, and I'll explain it in just a couple of seconds. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here we are on a Wednesday. Just, 3 days before the big St. Patrick's Day Parade,
yeah,
Carson?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be all pumped up and ready to go for the parade. We have all the deets coming up during the show. Again, KALC Radio, also heard on the Odyssey app. You can get us. By the way, big shout out, Washington, D.C. already checked in this morning.
That's pretty cool.
They're a couple of hours ahead, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So, good morning, Washington.
What up?
All right. I got bigger fish to fry. All right. Here's my fish, okay? I'm driving really dirty today.
Yeah, you got some issues.
Maybe I should wait till Jamie gets here so that I could run it by her. She seems like that she would know, you know, shysters like me better than you do.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot of shysters in your life?
I mean, not too many. No.
Yeah, you're not good. You're not good. You're not good to get the feedback from. She knows a lot of shysters. She's dated a lot of shysters, too, in her time.
True.
You know what I mean? So she might be better for the feedback. So I think I'll wait and run it by her, but I'll just give you a quick synopsis. I'm driving dirty today, and I need to figure out what's my best route going home because I have expired tags.
If you get pulled over, you're probably going to jail.
I also forgot my wallet this morning. Carson had to come down and get me in the lobby, so I'm running with no driver's license, no ID whatsoever. A car that's, well, the tags, I think they expired in November,
I think
it was November, maybe October. I don't drive the car that often, you know.
It could be so, July, who knows?
Could have been. It could have been. Sure could have. But with all those, if I got pulled over, I got a feeling I'm going straight to the pokey.
Yeah, they're going to think you stole the car.
Now, my question is it better to go home using freeway or back roads? I think the back roads are worse because I think there are more cops. And if you're a cop, maybe you can give me some info. Oh, there she comes. There she
what
comes.
What happened?
I got something I want to run by after we take a break.
Run it by me.
I want to run it by you.
Run by it.
Because
yeah, run
I was
it by
telling
me.
Carson, because I don't like to talk behind your back.
Yeah, but too late.
And I said that when I'm a shyster right now, okay? And I was going to get some advice from him, but I don't think he knows a lot of shysters.
Okay,
so he's not good with advice.
Right.
I think you've dated a lot of shysters.
Well, that is true. That is true.
So I think
those are the facts.
I think you might be a better feedback
person. All right, so
person.
What happened?
Well, we're going to have to take a break.
Oh.
We have to take a break, then we'll come back.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Solid. I was just looking at this armed carjacking investigation.
Where?
I don't know. Five people detained. I don't know.
That's a lot.
It just said breaking news, so my eyeballs went right to breaking news.
You cannot put a screen in front of Jamie, okay?
Well, don't you want to know what happened? Don't you kind of want to know?
We don't know unless you turn up the volume, because all you get is that little, what's it called, the cryon?
Yeah.
Down there on the bottom.
But still, I mean, what happened? Armed carjacking investigation? Five people detained?
Was it you?
It wasn't me.
Okay. Well, then we're good.
No, it just still is scary. Shots fired. Some stuff happened.
All right. So
you guys don't know about what happened?
No. I have no idea. Oh, have no idea. Haven't seen anything on it this morning. We've had a lot of problems this morning.
I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Spadil told
I'm
me
in a bad
everything.
Mood.
Well, I know because the traffic didn't work again.
Well, Spadil puts me in a bad mood, too.
Oh, well, you put him in a bad mood.
I know. He was yelling at me, and I yelled back
at
him.
Yeah, I know.
So we're kind of fighting already.
Yeah, I heard that in the elevator.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I got on his butt this morning.
He told me.
He vented to Jamie.
Yeah, but I was right, Spadil. You know I was.
Okay, hey, we're done. Like,
we're not.
You're that guy that just keeps on, like, you said your piece.
Okay.
We solved all the problems that, you know, were related to that, so it's fine now.
Yeah, so let's move on. Or if we can, you could be like a chick and just keep bringing it up.
You know I was right. We'll be right back.
Oh, music still
playing. It's back again.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I think this is it. I think we're going to use this one for our float for
the
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Woo!
Gummy bear frog comes through again.
Yep. Ta-da.
So when you hear that song on Saturday morning downtown, you know our float is on the way with beads.
It's going to be a great weekend. So Saturday morning, we're going to be downtown. We need you to make your sign. It says BJ and Jamie bead me, and we will shower you with beads.
That is very important.
Yes.
Make your signs. We want to see tons of signs, tons of beads. It's going to be a good time. And I think the weather's going to be pretty good. It's supposed to be around 50 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It really warmed up.
Yeah, 49 to 50, they're saying. So I think we're going to be okay. Let me run this by you real quick here.
Okay.
Now, if you're trying to avoid, because I have expired tags on my car from November.
Yeah.
And I rarely drive the car and just lazy. Okay. I have no excuse. All right. So I'll be the first to say that.
So
it's my fault.
Go to a King Super with the kiosk.
All right. Here's the other thing. I can't because I got to show my emissions.
Oh, gotcha.
And you got to have your, you got to show up for that. Here's the other part of the problem. I came in this morning and I noticed about halfway here that, my butt feels just a little thinner today. A little thinner. Nice. My wallet had fallen out in the floor in my bedroom, and I didn't notice it. So I'm driving without a license, no ID, nothing. Nothing to identify me, and expired tags. And I'm just trying to figure out my best route going home. Do you think you're better off on the freeway or back roads? That's my question.
Oh, right.
And if you're a police officer, feel free to join in.
I feel like on the freeway.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think the freeway's the route to go.
Yeah.
All right, got it solved.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah. I
am kind of concerned about it, though.
Because on the side roads, you get a chance to stop at stop signs.
Yeah, I just don't need any more citations.
Yeah. Well, no, you've been fine for a while.
Yeah, I don't know how many points. I haven't checked lately.
No, but you haven't had anything going on.
I was pushing 12 there for a while, remember?
Mm.
Remember I was right out on the brink, another citation and I'm done.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I believe you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a dirty driver.
All right, well, try to get that taken care of.
Yeah, well.
Real world problems.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't feel so bad. I think you can get by the tax thing if you just have your driver's license. I think that's worse.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe they'll follow you even to your house and you can tell me you have it. And,
all right.
You know,
all right. Well, I thought I'd just run it by you.
Well,
this
as long as we're playing that game. So why do you think this happened? Okay.
What's that?
Everybody in the world has problems. Right?
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I took a shower and then it got really warm yesterday. And then the water was, on my roof, right? Was dripping off the gutters, right? Nope. It was coming through the shower was coming through my light fixture downstairs. Why would you think that would happen?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You had water coming out?
Yeah, I got the video and everything.
From the light?
Yep.
Oh, okay. No.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm not a
plumber?
Handyman.
Yeah.
Plumber.
Yeah.
But I would say that you've got a leak.
Well,
that's
good.
First.
Yeah.
And I would say that water is probably collecting in your ceiling. And the best way for it to come out of there is to find the opening of the light fixture.
Yeah, I know. But why all of a sudden? You just take a shower and then all of a sudden the next thing you know, it's dripping through the light fixture. Yeah. Why would that happen?
If you don't get that fixed, you're going to have a big problem.
No, I understand.
Problem.
I am. I'm just thinking like, but why does one day just something like that happen?
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Just out of nowhere.
Right? You're like, you take a shower every single day. Life is great. And then one day you're on the way to a birthday party and you're like, wow, it's warm outside. That must be the gutter dripping and all the snow, you know, but wow, it's pretty loud. It actually sounds like it's inside the water that's melting off my roof. It sounds like it's inside. That's so weird. And then I go downstairs to the second floor and I'm like,
there it is.
Son of a gun, that thing is dripping.
Do you have to put a bucket under it?
Yeah, I put a bucket under that, and then my Uber showed up, and I was like, I don't have time for you.
This is a later problem.
So you basically, now, is that a separate shower than your bedroom? Or
no,
is that
that's
the
same one? That's the ensuite.
You can't use it?
No, I know.
You're done.
Yep.
You're done up there. So, do you have a lower shower?
Yeah, I have three showers. So.
Do you have one on the bottom floor, though?
I have one in the basement, even.
Okay. You may have to go down there.
Well, I'll
rub a dub dub.
Yeah, I'll use my
in the tub.
I don't know what's going on. It's funny. Anyway, so.
It's called a broken pipe.
What do you guys have problems with? Anybody else?
I got a small crack, like, in my drywall next to my window in my bedroom that I just found out because the curtain was covering it.
Wait, you have one little crack in drywall?
Yeah, but it's like, it kind of worries me because our house is still settling, so I don't know if it's like a bigger issue that I have no idea about.
He has a little crack in his drywall.
It's a pain.
And he's worried about it, right at his window.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible.
I don't know how long it's been there.
I mean, it's no expired plates and no driver's license and water coming through your... But he has a tiny... His drywall. Did you hear that? His drywall right by the window.
Every house in my neighborhood has cracks.
Every house has a crack in the drywall.
I don't know
well,
about every neighborhood,
it,
but mine, every house in my neighborhood.
But he just saw it. It's a tiny little crack. What was it, like a fourth of an inch?
I think she's making fun of him.
Yeah. I am making fun of him.
Yeah. It was probably about four inches.
Four inches, yeah.
Your crack doesn't matter to her.
Well, especially if it's right by the window. It's probably water. You know?
I don't know. It's just concerning me.
Yeah, you've got a major foundation problem, pal. You better get somebody that lift company. What's that?
Groundworks.
Is that what it's
called? Yeah, it's called Groundworks.
Yeah, they come in there and they lift your foundation for it. You better get them on the line today.
With that Mike guy. Mike guy. What's his name? That Mike guy, Dirty Jobs guy?
Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe. Yeah, you got to call him.
But there's a local company that advertises. They're called Liftcrete or something like that.
I don't know.
There's a bunch of them.
They take care of that, Carson. So
yeah. So
you better take care of your crack, pal.
Oof, this is bad.
All right, we're being facetious. We have to take a break and we'll get the tabloid trash. I promise you. And the show will get better.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, I got a big old HOA meeting today, as long as we're talking about being a homeowner.
Yep,
big HOA meeting.
Now, why are you in the meeting?
Oh, because we're talking about fire mitigation and what we're going to do to save our neighborhood.
That's what are you going to do?
I don't know, and yes it is. I don't know, because we're in a pickle.
Yeah.
If you will. You know those pickles you like so much.
Yeah.
We're in one of those.
Everybody gets in a pickle every now and then.
Because you see, in Colorado, I believe, the scrub oak is protected, and we are surrounded by scrub oak.
Yeah.
And so we're in a pickle.
Well, that's an issue.
It's protected, but yet we need to get rid of it.
Yeah, you're in a pickle.
We are
There's no doubt.
A pickle for sure. Yeah.
No, I don't think the meeting's going to go so well.
It might not, because there might be some yelling.
I don't know
stuff.
If there's a solution to that.
I don't
when you
know.
Protect something that could burn,
yeah,
you got a problem.
Exactly. So we'll see. It's tonight.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep. I don't know why. They even had to move it. There's so much interest in it. They had to move it to a bigger venue. And I'm like, what am I missing here?
Now, have they ever had you at one of these meetings?
No, I have not been at one of these meetings, but I'm going to tonight.
That should be interesting.
Yep. Yeah, I got a lot to say about the scrub oak.
Yep. You want me to go with you?
Yeah, sure.
I'm a good talker, you know.
Yep. It's going to be quite the... I hope they have refreshments. Usually, don't they have, like, punch and cookies?
Yeah, like little snacks.
Yeah.
Maybe some muffins.
Yeah, I hope they have that, because I'm starving. Oh, my God. We got kicked out of a restaurant last night.
And you
I didn't get to eat, yeah.
You didn't get to eat?
No. So I'm hungry. Very hungry.
Kicked out of a restaurant.
Yeah, that's a first for me, to be honest with you. I was like, what did you guys do?
I think there's been a couple of times you've been asked to leave.
No, that's not
your
true.
Your group.
No, we haven't ever.
I thought there was a Mexican restaurant that asked you guys to pipe it down or leave or something.
No, no, we've never. I mean, we were all a little bit shocked. We were all like, huh?
Wow.
Well,
we were talking about Christmas. The thing is, like, nobody was like dancing on tables or anything. We were actually talking about our families and Christmas.
And they just asked you to leave. Excuse me. Can you get out of here?
It's a long story. I'll explain it later, but it's pretty funny. We're all like, what just happened? And then Kylie and I, our theory is something happened when the other two girls went to the bathroom. And like, because that didn't make sense because we were so calm and everything. And the general manager came around and we're like, wait a minute. If we put it together, those two went to the bathroom. So something like, they either start dancing.
Or they knocked over something.
Something happened. Because you don't all of a sudden like talk about Christmas and your families.
They might have clogged the commode.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? It was fun. We had a great time last night. Happy birthday to my friend Sarah. It was a gigantic birthday blowout last night. And I sent you guys the pictures.
No.
We had mustaches.
I was a little worried about your condition this morning. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. It's so funny that you say that because I took an Uber. And oh, my gosh. I finally had an Uber driver that spoke English. That was kind of fun.
I mean, that's a win. You didn't have to call Kelly and be like, hey, can you translate
for me? Yeah, because the last two times I've been in an Uber, Kelly's had to be on the phone with me to talk to the guy and tell him, like, whatever I needed, like, what side of the building I needed to be put in. But I had an English-speaking dude, and he was really funny. So, but then what I'm saying is I switched purses, and I could not find my car key this morning. I was like, oh, no. So I had to drive the Jeep. And then I don't have my security card, right? It was a long night. We started at 1 and I got home at 10:30.
Oh my.
That's a good party.
That's a good birthday party.
That's a birthday.
That's a good birthday party. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, there is a football player that's in big trouble. He's actually going to jail for 2.5 years. He was a Falcon player and also Green Bay Packers. He played for them. His name was John Robert Leake. Well, his name still is that. And here's the deal. He apparently started a Ponzi scheme, a big old Ponzi scheme, where he promised family members, former football players, that they could get in on a gold investment to buy gold mines in Africa. And he took from them $5 million and gambled it all away.
No kidding.
Gambled it all away.
I hadn't heard about this,
dude.
Oh,
my God. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it's terrible.
So he was just sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. And they said he even ripped off his mom, his dad, his grandma.
That's low.
His best friend that was a football player. Yeah.
He might be better off in jail.
Right? Yeah.
People are after him.
Jennifer Garner apparently is getting an ultimatum. You kind of called this, BJ, saying, when is this guy going to put his foot down? That I'm talking about Jennifer Garner's current boyfriend. His name is John Miller. And they're saying that this is Page Six. So this is like bigger than a rumor, right? Because usually Page Six confirms things. That he said, no more of this Ben Affleck crap.
Boundaries.
Boundaries is the right
answer. I've said that from the very beginning.
Yep.
This relationship needs boundaries. She needs boundaries with Ben. She needs to stop.
So the video came out where Ben and Jen were at the their son's paintball game, his birthday party. And remember, Ben put both of his hands around her waist, and she like did the stop it kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We know what that means.
It means more.
Hoochie-coo.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I guess the boyfriend, John Miller, saw that and was like, oh, hell no.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
So he has basically given her an ultimatum if she crosses the line one more time or any of the shenanigans, as we like to call it, continues to happen, he's out.
Yeah. So you know what that's called?
What?
Bounce.
Boundaries.
He's going to bounce.
Oh, bounce. Yeah.
Yeah. Either they establish the boundaries or he bounces.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, so we'll see. It's the whole thing. They're saying that Ben is really, really trying to get back in Jen's pants.
I think he is.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do.
I do too. Yeah, but it never works out when you try to get back together.
No.
I mean, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. There's a reason why you got a divorce.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work when you try to get back together, in my opinion. All right. Although, I will say my girlfriend, Kylie, actually, she got a divorce from her boyfriend, who, I mean, they were married. Years and years ago, he ran away.
Yeah.
Like, a week after they got married.
Oh.
He packed up and left.
It didn't even last a week. He was like, I'm out.
I know. I was like, you're a turd, man. They had a gigantic wedding in Miami. Gigantic wedding, right? All the bells, all the whistles, everything, you know, like the 8 bridesmaids, 8 groomsmen.
Yeah.
All and then a week later, he just takes off. So anyway, so then she got married to a new guy. She had a couple kids. You know, they're... One of them's in college, the other one's in high school. And now she's back together with the guy that ran away. And they've been together for like 2.5 years.
And it's working out.
And it is working out.
It's rare, but I guess it can, but
it is
I don't
rare.
See the Ben thing happening, though.
Yeah?
I don't see it.
Because why?
Well, it just didn't work the first time. The odds are it won't work again. That's just what I'm saying.
And I feel like he's a lot of work.
He is a lot of work, and he's never happy.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Like, Jennifer Garner's just kind of go with the flow, just really...
Keep him happy so he doesn't drink again.
you're always worried about that.
Remember, he's always in the back seat drunk. That's all the tabloid pictures you saw. Him in the back seat all grumpy and drunk.
This whole situation, though, with her and him, and then the boyfriend, John, being upset, it kind of falls on her at this point.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah.
It's not Ben. It's her.
There's a chef, and he said he's getting death threats after he criticized Meghan Markle's Netflix show.
Uh-oh. Oh, that means you're in trouble.
I guess so.
They're coming after you.
I know, right?
She'll be criticizing him from day one.
And what he said was kind. I mean, his wasn't even that bad. What I've said has been, like, the truth. He was kind. He just said the show is lethargic, which it is. I mean, you could literally fall asleep to it. He said it's lethargic and difficult to watch. That's literally all he said was it's lethargic and difficult to watch, which I totally agree with him. And he said now he's getting death threats. He said, I didn't even slam her. I just said the show was, to me, lethargic and hard to watch. I didn't even say anything bad about her. He also said that they had come to him and asked him to be on that show. And he rejected it, saying he didn't want to be a part of it. And people are saying that's never happened. And he's like, yes, it did. They came to me and asked me to be on it. But I said, no, I don't want to be on it. And now he says that people are coming after him with death threats. He might be dramatic.
It's the Markle Mafia.
What kind of lunatic does death threats online towards somebody over Meghan Markle
show? That's what I'm saying.
is a lunatic.
Or is he being dramatic?
I don't know. I
mean, he just wants a headline.
Yeah, maybe.
But that's a strong statement. Because when you say you're getting death threats, then all of a sudden authorities get involved. And they say, okay, provide them. We want to see where they are.
And then finally, Rosie O'Donnell has moved to Ireland. Okay, there you go. Devil of trash.
I didn't even get to say bye to her.
I know. Oh. I know, yeah, what a bummer.
Girl Scout cookies. Did you see this? Being sued. $5 million.
For what?
They're killer cookies.
Oh,
man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
We'll play it for you next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday morning, just 3 days before the St. Patrick's Day Parade, man.
Yeah, actually, I think we have everybody coming in this morning, right?
Yeah, yep. We do it about 15, 20, 30 minutes, maybe.
Queen Colleen, even.
She's here.
She's going to be here as well.
As long as they bring the bagpipes. That's my favorite.
I know.
Love the bagpipes. Wish I could play those.
Dan is his name.
Then you fondle them. You know how you use your fingers to fondle the bagpipes? As you blow, oh, what an instrument.
So you didn't get any sleep last night, huh?
Very little. Little. Toss and turn, man.
How come you didn't sleep? What happened?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You don't know?
I don't know. Anxiety, whatever.
You have anxiety?
I don't know. I have no
idea.
What
are you worried about?
Nothing really. I think just day. I took a nap in the afternoon, so maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah,
kind of ruins your sleep at night. But I'm good. I'm good this morning. They will be in here, and then after we speak to them about the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up on Saturday downtown, starting at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, we'll give away VIP tickets to the grandstand. That is a party.
Yeah,
we'll give you those tickets, too.
Yep.
So all that's on the way this morning. All right, I just wanted to play this real quick here with the Girl Scout cookies. I don't know about you, but when this story first broke, I was kind of reluctant to talk about it because I felt bad for the Girl Scouts.
It's a really odd story. I mean, and the fact that they're saying that the FDA approved their baking facilities and everything that they use is just odd to me.
And it appears that, well, everything that came out in that study was true.
Yeah.
And that's why it's kind of disturbing because they've been selling these cookies. Well, you sold the cookies.
I sold the cookies.
Back in the day.
Yep,
you were poisoning people.
I know. I had no idea.
Do you feel the guilt now?
And think about it. Like, kids eat this stuff, right? Little kids.
My wife brought home 5 boxes of cookies just a few days ago. And I told her. I said, do you know the story about these? And she didn't. She didn't know what it was. And I told her the story. Well, they ate them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ate a few myself. So I did buckle. But they've now been hit with a $5 million lawsuit. Over the cookies.
Well, it's just weird to me that it even has arsenic in it or something like that, I think they said. And we're still selling them. It's like it's like the whole world ignored it.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Even when the news story broke, there wasn't a lot of people talking about it at all.
Yeah, but I guess it's like alcohol. Like, everybody knows it's bad for you, you know, but you still drink it, right?
Yeah, because it's in
cookies,
small doses.
You know, cookies are bad for you and they have arsenic, but man, they're good.
And remember the day that we found out about this, the story broke about the poisoning in the cookies or whatever? Jamie and our approach at the elevators for this woman that works here to buy some cookies, and we didn't know how to tell her no.
No, I was yelling, they're poison, remember? I was on the elevator while I was closing, and I was like, they're poison!
She had no idea what you were talking about.
Exactly.
Like, they're poison? Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? But a $5 billion lawsuit has been filed against the Girl Scouts cookies.
Heavy metals and pesticides were found in the Girl Scouts Thin Mints, as well as some other cookies. Producers ABC Bakers and Ferrero USA's Little Brownie Bakers also included in that lawsuit. The case cites a study from 2024 commissioned by GMO Science and Moms Across America that says tests of samples of cookies from 3 states included heavy metals such as aluminum, arsenic, and lead above recommended health limits. After the study was published, the Girl Scouts said the found metals are naturally occurring in soil and are not dangerous in trace amounts. The lawsuit seeks $5 million in damages.
Oh boy.
Did you use your Yucca app to see what it said about them?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see what it says.
And I don't know if they're going to continue to sell them after this lawsuit. I have no idea where they're
going
to go with this.
Well, I mean, she did say trace amounts, right? So,
well, that's what the Girl Scouts are saying, but not the people that did the study. The scientists that did the study, they're saying it exceeds what human consumption should be.
So why aren't they yanking them off shelves?
I agree.
Well, there's not a shelf, but,
but
off of card tables.
Yeah, why aren't they taking these things down and not selling? I have no idea. All right, you and the girls last night, you partied hard.
Man!
And you got tossed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. That guy's a jerk. The GM.
Really?
Yeah.
Was the place packed?
Let me remember the name of it so I can.
The restaurant?
No, not at all.
No, I'm just saying it's a restaurant, though.
It was a restaurant. Oh, yeah, okay. It was a Mexican restaurant.
But it wasn't packed, is what you're saying.
No, because we were there during off hours. Well, so, like, hold on. Let me find out the name of this place.
And you think a couple of girls going to the bathroom, something happened? Just, maybe a fight or threw something?
No, nobody's fighting. We're all moms. My God.
Well, you're all moms that got thrown out of a restaurant.
So it's called La Loma. It's La Loma.
Oh, yeah, they got nice views.
Yeah, they have nice views of Castle Rock, right? Yeah. So I've never been there. So it's out in Castle Rock, down in Castle Rock, right? So it's called La Loma. Well, this gigantic tall man comes to our table, right? Gigantic tall guy. And I was like, dude, do you play basketball? And he's like, no, I play football. I used to play football. He was like, he was probably 12 years old, I swear to God. And he's like, I used to play football. And so I was like, wow, you're really tall for, you know, football player. Anyway, and he's like, so you ladies know there's a 3-drink maximum. And we're all like, what? And he goes, there's a 3-drink maximum. And I go, oh, well, I've only had 2, so I'm good. And one of them was full in front of me. And I said, and I'm Ubering, so I'm good. And everybody's trying to figure out if they've had 3 drinks or
They're
not.
They're trying to add it all
They're
up.
They're all trying to add. And then one of the girls, she goes, I come here all the time and I certainly have more than 3 drinks. And he's like, yeah, it's a new rule. And so we're like, is it up. Is it really? Mm. And there's nobody around us. We're there at 3 o'clock. You know, 3 o'clock is not dinner time.
No.
It's not lunchtime. So we're there during the dead time, right? And so we thought he was coming over to say like, oh my gosh, because we all had like sombreros on and stuff because it was her birthday.
Yeah.
It is her birthday. And so we thought he was coming over to like maybe offer a dessert or like say happy birthday. No, he's just a 12-year-old that decided to cut us off.
Wow.
And did he ask you to leave?
He just said, so if you've had 3 drinks, you can't have any more. And we're all like, we are like all mom. And we couldn't figure out what happened. Well, basically because, you know, they had all eaten and stuff. And so everybody got kind of ticked off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you guys, technically, I still can finish this one and have another.
Wow.
And so we could not figure out what happened, what went wrong. Like, it was so weird.
So the girls go to the bathroom because you mentioned this earlier.
Yeah.
And you think something might have happened there? Is what you said?
It doesn't make any sense, right? So two girls out of all of us.
And I guess they clogged up the toilet.
I was thinking they ran into something.
Well, yeah, I mean, you eat before you know it. Yeah.
Because literally, we were literally talking about how we split up Christmas with all the sides. Like, that's how calm this conversation and lame this conversation was. We were talking about how you do your husband's side and your wife's side and how you navigate that, especially if they have siblings. Literally, how boring is that conversation, right?
Yeah.
Christmas and holidays about your families. And so then they came back, and then that's when the 12-year-old from La Loma shows up, the tall 12-year-old. I was like, yeah, you girls, you know, it's a 3-drink maximum. We're like, huh? What? It was so weird.
Yeah, something definitely happened on the way to the bathroom and then back.
Yeah, so the two girls, and we're like, did you guys do something? And they're like, no, we just went to the bathroom. And we're like, are you sure, like, you didn't fall over something or, you know, like, make it, like, show your boobs to somebody while you're walking through?
Or go in the kitchen and try to prepare something?
Yeah, like, are you
like,
sure?
Like, what are you doing? What are you doing in here?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what happened?
Somebody says they were there yesterday when you were there and your party was pretty loud.
No, we weren't loud. We're talking about Christmas.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
You got a text here where somebody says they were there and the party was loud.
We were in the corner. Like, we were in a separate party.
Parties are loud to begin with, okay? I'm not saying it in a bad way.
I'm just
saying parties are loud.
So I was across that guy texts every day. He's like, it's that Trung. No, that Trung guy, he always says something sarcastic. He wasn't there. No, because we were in a separate part of the restaurant even. They put us in like this far out wing, you know? So we were like, we weren't even inside.
And it was her 50th?
Yeah,
is that
her
right?
50th, yeah.
That's a big deal, right?
So, yeah, but it was just weird. It was weird. So then we went on to another place. We hung out there for a while, and then I did wall Pilates for everybody.
Nice.
Yeah, at the second restaurant.
Wow, I bet you they love that.
Yeah, I did wall yoga. No, the waitress got in on it. She did it with
me. That's cool.
Yeah, we did some planking at that restaurant. So that was kind of cool.
Planking in a restaurant?
Yeah.
I think that could get you thrown out.
Well, that was at a different restaurant.
I know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but this is Perry's Pizza. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Took it down a notch.
You could dance on a table at Perry's.
Yeah,
Perry's
and Pizza. We were on the bar side. Like, nobody cares at Perry's Pizza, right?
Oh,
so
man.
We went to Perry's Pizza. We were on the bar side of there, and we were the only ones in there, so that was pretty funny. And then all of a sudden, Kylie's like, I'm bored. Nobody's here. We're like, well, that's good. We just got kicked out of a place, right? Like, this is what we want. Yeah. She's like, yeah, but there's nobody to look at but you guys. And I was like, what is going on?
She wants the people watch. She wants people. The atmosphere. Yeah.
So then we went to this other place in Castle Rock called Duke's. And so we went to Duke's. And then everybody kind of tore off and bailed and stuff. Now it's Sarah's birthday, and she's not even there anymore.
Uh-huh. She bailed on her own party.
She had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's gone, right? She's like out of there. And now it's just Kylie and I, and it's 10:30, and they're putting chairs on tables.
And that's your sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out.
Time to go.
I was like, so technically we got kicked out of two restaurants.
And look at it like this. The week is young. We still have St. Patrick's Day
coming up.
His crew has to go downtown.
Yeah. Yesterday was what? Was yesterday Warm Tuesday?
Up. Yes.
Yeah. Yesterday was only Tuesday.
That's just an appetizer, baby.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, all right, coming up next here on the program, the entire committee, along with the bagpipes, Queen Colleen, the entire crew from the St. Patrick's Day Parade, they're going to be here in studio with us. We'll talk to them, and then we will give you a chance to win a couple of tickets to the VIP Grandstand, which is a real party. Man, you won't get kicked out of, well, you could, I guess.
Yeah, you could. You can get kicked out of everywhere.
I guess you could. All right, we'll give those away after we talk to the parade committee. We'll do all that when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ.
And Jamie. Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear.
Oh, I'm a yummy, yummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. On Alice 105.9.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Here we go. Woo!
The bagpipes are playing. Woo! Ba-da-da!
Dan's not wearing any underwear.
What? Right. Good job, Dan. Good job. There you go.
Dan,
good job, Dan.
Dan Kingsley.
Woo! On the bagpipes. Wow.
I think we just say on the pipes.
On the pipes, man. That's a talent right there.
No
good
kidding.
Morning, Mara.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing great. It's good to have everybody back in here. Yes. St. Patrick's Day is coming.
Yeah.
The parade.
Yes, we're here.
Yes, you are. I love your outfit, too. You've got it going
thank
on.
You. Yeah. Well, you know, got
you brought all these
when you
goodies.
Can. Yeah. Yes, and I made my granddaughter and I made them together.
How many people? Did you drive a minivan or something?
No.
They had a clown car.
I mean, what do we got?
Hey,
we got like 12
how
people
did you
in
know that.
All right, so I'll let you do most of the talking, and then you can introduce. You can introduce the people that are with you because you are the man or the woman for the parade spokesperson. And you got Queen Colleen here.
Yeah.
You've got, let's see, the Grand Marshal, everybody.
Yeah.
So let's do it. You're 3 days away.
Right. Oh, we can't wait. So Queen Colleen this year is Jordan Ruge, and our Grand Marshal.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan. Take a bow. And then we have our Grand Marshal, which is Lisa Switzer.
Okay.
And she's president of Irish Network Colorado, and she's really into it.
Okay.
Yeah. She's absolutely terrific.
I would hope so.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade.
That's
biggest
right.
parade west of the Mississippi.
It
is this Saturday. We start at 9 o'clock, right?
Well, 9:30 is when it steps off, but you guys need to be there at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Before that, actually.
Oh, that's a little bit of a change, I think.
No, you're right.
9:30 every year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we starts off at 9:30.
That's cool. I want to make sure we get the details right.
Yeah, streets close at 9, so get down there early.
All right, let's talk to Queen Colleen. Come on up here.
Yay, she's
first
new
of all,
this year.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations. Are you excited?
Oh, unbelievably excited. Early mornings are quite interesting for me. Not a morning person, but I get to wake up and put on this crown, so that's enough coffee in itself.
And who doesn't love to put on like a pair of green pants early in the morning, right?
Right.
I am in full green bell bottoms. I have a whole green section of clothes in my closet at
nice.
This point.
Have they told you the rigorous day you're about to have on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a long day for you.
This will be my third year participating, actually.
Oh, good.
The two previous, I was there in support of the other two queens being there as Queen's Court, but this year I get to be the big sparkle riding on top of the car. And
awesome.
I'm
nice.
Being driven by the queen last year, Molly Michaud.
Okay.
So,
you know it takes off at 9:30. Are you going to be awake?
Oh, I'll be at Jackson's at 7 a.m.
Nice. All right.
Oh, that's right. The big breakfast is down there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we usually try to weasel in on that sometimes. I've done that a couple of times,
yep,
in fact.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to the Grand Marshal, Lisa. Lisa, come on up. And I'm sure you've got some things to say about the parade on Saturday.
Oh, I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity for people in the community to come together. It's not like the Macy's Day Parade where everything looks absolutely perfect. It's truly a community event, and we have over 100,000 people attend. This is the 63rd year of the parade, so it's very exciting. And tomorrow, we get to change the signs downtown from 20th and Blake to 20th and Thule. Make it truly Irish.
Nice.
Oh, look, yeah.
So we have some questions because this came up the other day. Why is it when everybody does that Irish dance, you can't use your arms?
Because you need all the energy in your legs.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, we cannot find out the reason why. It's just like a rule. Do not use your arms.
Spadil thought it was a challenge.
Yeah.
At some
it's
point.
A challenge.
Yeah. Somebody said, I bet you can't do that without your arms. And somebody did it. It stuck. That's what he thought.
Theory. That's our theory.
That was
right?
His theory.
Yeah.
Do you realize now that you are the Grand Marshal, Lisa, that you're looking at 4-time float champions for the St. Patrick's Parade, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show? 4-time champion.
Yeah, we are.
Yay,
I know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, very
wonderful.
Yeah. We need the applause. When will we get the barcode or whatever where people can start voting?
Okay.
We need that. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We need early voting. Yeah.
Well, you know, our parade is the biggest the west of the Mississippi, and there are 667,000 plus people in the state of Colorado who claim to be either Irish born or of Irish descent.
Wow.
So this is a very Celtic state that we live in.
Either that or a bunch of liars in town.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, never. Never.
Everybody claims to be Irish in St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah,
don't
do that
right?
St. Patrick's
You should
Day.
See me at Cinco de Mayo. I'm half Hispanic.
I think Jamie was Irish last night over at La Loma.
I was, yeah.
All right, thank you so much,
thank
Lisa.
Mara,
one more time to talk to you real quick here before we take a break. Thank you. Thank you for bringing in the gifts.
We also have to mention Aer Lingus as well.
Aer Lingus. Go ahead. Come on up.
Yeah.
Come on up here.
Because I know they have amazing flights now from Denver. I'm so excited about that.
Okay, my bad.
I came all the way from Ireland to see you guys.
Listen to that accent.
I know. Oh. I know. We can't forget about her.
Are you Irish?
I am. Yes. The Denver is like my second home.
This is a fake accent. Come on.
Yeah, no, it's real.
Come
on. It's 100% real. So we were here last year with you guys, and I can't believe it's a year later. We're about to resume our direct services from Denver into Ireland on the 30th of March.
The 30th?
30th of March. So we're delighted to be back sponsoring the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
I know several people that fly over to play golf. Over there.
Oh, and yeah, they,
yeah, that's a great...
9-hour flight. It's so quick.
It is.
Direct into Dublin, you pre-clear customs and immigration, and then if you can connect on to, 20 destinations across Europe. So,
oh, that's great.
No time like the present, and we do have a special offer on at the moment. So there is, if you go on to aerlingus.com, we've got fares of like $720. You book by the 18th of March. But yeah, come on over.
Ireland's beautiful. I've been to Dublin. It's beautiful.
I don't think she's Irish.
You know what? All I know is to say that something about the potatoes. I love the potatoes.
Thank you
Everybody
so
loves
much.
Potatoes.
They
Thank
love
you.
Potatoes.
Of course, everybody on Saturday.
All right. So again, it's aerlingus.com. Okay, perfect.
Yvonne, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Thanks for being a part of this. It's huge. It's just absolutely huge. Go ahead.
One last thing. Don't want to forget that Nan Alonzo's here, my co-chair. And she's in charge of that QR code, and it goes live on the website at, 9:15 maybe?
9:30
on Saturday? Okay.
Saturday, so vote. And then it goes up until Monday.
I think we're
going to
Sunday night to give everybody
Sunday night.
Oh, nice.
Oh, we're going to push that thing hard.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Oh, we want to win again.
And we'll announce it on Fox.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right. Well, you can always come here and announce that BJ and Jamie won. For the time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I should get the trophy made up right now.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I will tell you this, that we know that they're putting some extra oomph in the float this year. Yeah.
For us.
Ranky Brothers is like putting some extra oomph.
Yeah, we're going to take it up a notch.
I think if we keep saying like Belco and Aer Lingus, I'm sure over and over and over, I'm sure that gets us some profit.
Yeah, let's go. Vote. Saturday morning.
We're sponsored by Belco.
Yeah.
And they've been great to us.
Yeah, see, we have them on our walls. Belco everywhere. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everybody. The bagpipes, please.
Yay!
Thank you.
Woo!
St. Patrick's Day Parade this Saturday. We'll see you there.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, it's starting to feel like a party, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I'm excited, excited. That was awesome. We got to get some pictures up and stuff. I think you can go to denverparade.com and get all the details of what streets it's going to be on and where it's going through and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can just, I think it's...
Let's make sure we get them posted on our Facebook page, too, as well as bjjamie.com or alice1059.com, the BJ and Jamie page. Spadil, if you could take care of that, we'll put all the information up there, and then we'll tell you exactly where to go to vote, too.
Oh, so it's Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Yeah. Yeah, Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade.com. And gotcha. St. Patrick is ST, not like the whole word.
Okay.
Got it. All right, Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade.com for all the details. All righty. Man, it's crazy. It's just all crazy. We got lots to talk about. I mean, I feel like I'm a little disheveled with them coming in and the bagpipes. I really want to learn how to play those bagpipes.
I told you.
Aren't those amazing?
Yeah, I've always wanted to play them.
I know. We should learn.
He grabs that little bag, squeezes, and for some reason, he appears to blow about 20 seconds before the sound comes out.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
That throws me off. It's almost like he's doing a delay.
It is.
Yeah, so that's crazy. All right, anyway, we have a couple of texts, too. It says two different ideas. Former Irish dancer here. Okay. It says dancing was outlawed in Ireland, so you kept your arms down by the windows to be hidden.
Oh.
I don't know if I buy that.
That kind of makes sense.
If you're Irish, okay.
Another person just texted and said, hey, the reason why you don't move your arms when you're doing the Irish dance is because the footwork is so intricate that they want you to watch the feet and not use your arms.
I've heard, here's a rumor that I heard one time, and I don't remember who exactly told me this. It was because back in the day, they would be holding a beer and dancing, and they didn't want to spill it.
Maybe that's
it. You know, those Irish, they love their beer.
They love beer.
And so maybe somebody was holding a mug of beer and trying to dance at the same time.
Do you guys remember, I was a kid when this was going through town, do you guys remember Michael Flatley? The Lord of the Dance.
Yes, yes I do. Well, he was amazing.
I didn't know his name.
So good.
Oh my gosh. I remember the Lord of the Dance, but I didn't remember his name.
The Lord of the Dance. Yeah. Whatever happened to him? Is he dead now?
I don't know.
He must be like 90 because he was old when I saw him, so he must be like 100. The Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley. Yes. Remember when he wore that little tight tank top and he danced around like nobody's business? I loved him. Is he still alive, Schmidel?
It looks like he's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow, look at that.
He's 66, I think.
66. Yep. Is the Lord of the Dance. All right, anyway. He has five children. No, he's second to be of five children. He was really, really popular in his day.
He's so talented.
Right?
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was Riverdance, Lord of the Dance.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did he do? The Celtic Tiger. Oh,
I'm pretty sure I went to a show.
I think everybody went to a show.
Yeah, like it was a thing to do. Like my mom was like, we're going to the show.
We're going to Lord of the Dance. Yeah, I did too, unfortunately. Not proud of it, you guys, but I went. I did go. But I remember being like kind of in awe of him, to be honest.
It was wild. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it, so it blew my mind.
It's like, how are you doing that? All right, a couple things on our agenda this morning, and that is Jennifer Garner gets an ultimatum from her lover, John Miller. I guess this is after the Ben Affleck hug. Jennifer Garner's boyfriend, John Miller, has issued her with an ultimatum after photos recently emerged of her and her ex-husband, Ben Affleck, looking more than flirty. Because remember, he put his arms around her at the paintball thing, the birthday party that they were at. And he put his arms around her waist. And then she was like, oh, stop. I mean more. And so now the boyfriend has put his foot down, according to Page Six.
It was a matter of time.
Yep.
He needs to do this.
Yeah.
Because it's making him look bad.
Well, it is.
And it's very disrespectful from Jennifer Garner, too.
Yeah.
She's to blame for this, because she could easily tell Ben, you know, they have kids.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you could set up, you know, your parenting things, but you got to stop. You can't be hugging at the paintball.
Wendy Williams made a surprising live call to Good Day New York, telling the host that she was evaluated for mental accuracy and passed completely. This is one day after being rushed to the hospital from her Lenox Hill assisted living facility. The whole thing is so bizarre.
Yeah, I heard the audio. I don't know where the audio is.
Oh.
I don't know why we don't have it. But yeah, it's pretty. She sounds good, actually.
Does she?
In the audio, yeah. I listened to it
this
morning.
She sounds with it.
Yeah, she sounded like she was really with it. Spadil, do we have the audio?
I just haven't had an opportunity to go through it yet with all the stuff and then getting caught up. And
that's a no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Okay. That was a very long no.
It's a busy morning.
That's
yeah.
A no.
Yeah.
Very, very long. Yeah. Yeah, no.
But she sounds pretty darn good. I have to admit, I didn't expect that. I didn't.
She says on the audio, she passed with flying colors. She was taken to the hospital by ambulance at 11:15 Monday morning after dropping a note from her fifth floor room at the facility with the words "Help Wendy" scribbled on it. She has been confined to the memory ward at the facility while fighting a guardianship that controls her money and, according to Williams, keeps her in a virtual prison. They only let her out one time a week to go get some sunshine, and she's monitored. I mean, she literally is in prison. I don't know what's going on with that, but Harvey Levin TMZ, he's beside himself. He did a whole documentary on it, and he is really upset about this.
It doesn't make sense, and here's why. You know, yesterday you mentioned that the son has spent all the money. Well, if he spent all the money, why is there this guardianship to protecting the estate? None of it makes sense to me. When I listened to that video this morning where she called in, she sounds fine.
Uh-huh.
She said that she's forced to remain on the fifth floor and needs an escort, even if she goes to the gym on the third floor. The Good Day New York host asked Williams if she would accept being assigned a sober companion as a financial advisor and if she were allowed to leave the facility. Wendy said, "As far as a sober companion, I don't need that. I am not drinking. And I will never drink again in my life. A financial advisor? I've had that. A financial advisor? ? Of course, a financial advisor. Somebody to look after my money, because the money that I have right now is all with my guardian person." So she did say, like, I don't think her son blew through all of her money, but she did say that he took advantage of it and went through a lot of her money.
Yeah.
So, remember they froze her Wells Fargo accounts? Remember all that?
Yeah.
It was insane. So I don't know what's going on with Wendy, but I do feel bad for her. I don't know. It's just a bizarre. I wonder if her ex-husband's behind it all. He's the one that made her spiral.
Kevin.
Yeah, that
old
bastard.
Kevin.
Knocks up some girl. She has to find out the hard way.
They came in here one time. He didn't seem like a nice person.
He did not, did
no. he? I got a bad vibe from him.
Yeah. So, let's hear. Don't care about that. Let me see if there's anything else that... Gigi Hadid says that she and Zayn Malik have each other's backs while co-parenting their daughter. You love him.
I do.
Zayn. Remember Pillow Talk?
Oh, best song ever written.
Right? So I guess they are good together and they co-parent and it's just lovely.
I just want him to be happy.
I know. I know you do.
That's not funny, Jamie. I seriously meant that.
I know. I think
Zayn deserves to be happy, folks.
He does.
He does.
I feel like he's the forgotten One Direction dude.
Not by me.
I know.
No.
But I mean, as far as like the One Direction guys go, he hasn't really done anything. Everybody else has been on like The Voice and, you know.
Yeah, like Niall Horan's been all over the place.
Yeah. And, you know, Harry obviously is a huge superstar. But you never hear about Zayn. He just did that Pillow Talk, one song.
It really is a crime that you don't hear about him.
It's so sad, isn't it?
I think he'll rebound one day. Right now his heart's broken, so.
Yeah.
You know, but he'll work it out. He'll be back on top. You wait and see.
Well, when your ex, you know, your ex that you had a baby with is with Bradley Cooper, that's got to be hard to take.
He'll get through it.
I mean, Gigi Hadid is dating Bradley Cooper, and there you are, Zayn going, "I used to have a hit."
Yeah, that's hard to compete with Bradley Cooper, man.
It is, right? That's a bad one.
He'll be back on top.
You think so?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see. Do I have anything else? I really don't. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. How would you like to join us downtown for the St. Patrick's Day Parade? VIP. Grandstand party tickets. We've got a couple of tickets to give away right now.
Oh, yeah, we sure do. My gosh, good timing, too.
Yeah. Right?
St. Patrick's Day VIP tickets. If you are caller number 19, you can win a pair of VIP tickets to the 63rd annual St. Patrick's Day Parade presented by Belco, 303 22 Alice. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, there comes the BJ and Jamie float. Look, they've got beads.
I'm a gummy bear. All I know is it says I'm a gummy bear. And what's the next part?
I'm a something gummy bear.
I don't know.
Bear.
I can learn the word.
Good beat. Easy to dance to.
Well, we're going to be on the parade. Oh, wait. Here it is. Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear.
Ooh.
There it is. So I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear.
We'll be there Saturday with our float. Thanks to Ranky Brothers. And who is it that's pulling the float? I forgot. Lux.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Lux.
Lux off-road,
right?
Yes.
So they've stepped up with a big old Silverado.
Ooh. Nice.
That's going to be nice. All right, we'll see you at the parade. We'll give you more details.
Ooh, ooh, what's going on
as
there?
As we continue. Ooh, ooh. Oh, I got to mention this real quick here, Jamie, and I've got a piece of audio here. Today is the day that the astronauts get rescued.
Oh, nice.
Today, the spaceship goes up to go. Now, they don't get rescued until tomorrow. But today is the day that the ship goes up there. And I think somebody from Colorado is one of the astronauts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. All right, here's the story.
In just a few hours from now, the astronauts can now see the light at the end of the tunnel. Williams and Wilmore have been in space for 9 months on a mission that was supposed to be just a week long. We remind you, they were only supposed to be up there for 7 days, but you know what? They've been having fun for the last 9 months up there, as you can see. Here's how this will work. A new crew of four will lift off tonight from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That capsule will dock with the ISS tomorrow morning at 6, when the crews will meet up. So Williams and Wilmore, along with two other astronauts, will board the capsule for their return back to Earth. No exact date has been announced just yet on that splashdown, but this seems like it's finally happening.
Just think, if that were me and you up there, Jamie.
9 months, my God. I feel so bad for them. Didn't you say, though, that they're going to be in such bad shape that they'll have to be, like, wheeled off and everything?
That's the word. The
because
word
they've
is,
lost so much bone mass?
Once they get back here, they will be put on a gurney. They will be taken to a hospital. Of course, they have to run the test or whatever. But they're saying these astronauts will have to start walking all over again. They'll have to learn all the motor skills, everything. They're going to have to relearn because they were not in a condition to go up there and stay 9 months. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did they say? A week?
They were supposed to be up there 8 days, I think it was. 8 days.
9 months.
Yeah, nine.
They keep lying to us. I don't know if NASA told them to do that. And they're like, no, it's fine. It's been really fine. You know, it's not fine. You were supposed to be there 8 days. You're up there for 9 months. You miss, like, holidays. And, you know, the one girl, she was talking about, her mom was, her mom's at least honest. Her mom's like, she talks about how she misses her dog a lot.
But I'll tell you, I think NASA also tells them that whenever they do a video from up there, that they have to be nice. They have to be, like, not angry.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I think NASA's told them, like, they'll be,
I agree.
Woo!
Yeah, because every video they do, it's like, oh, man, we're having a time of our life. Wish you guys could be up here with us.
Just on vacation.
Whoa, it's going to be, it's so much fun.
I know. You know, they're like, they're sick.
Miserable.
First of all, they're sick of each other.
Yeah.
Right? When you always see the same person, I know you said that they have other docks that they can walk around to or something and go and see, like, the Japanese people and stuff like that. But if you only have really one person to communicate with, think about marriage, right? And like, but your wife or your husband is like always around, right?
Floating,
like,
by you
all the time, and you just want to take, like, cut off their air supply, right? Or open the door and just take them out and just watch them go,
you know,
like
away.
That, what was that movie with Sandra Bullock or whatever, where they just fly away?
Yeah,
they get lost.
Yeah. And what happens today? Now, this rocket, it's the Space X-10. Elon Musk is going after them, okay? What if this thing gets scrubbed at the last minute?
Oh.
You're these two up there. You going to tell them to shoot another happy video?
Right? It's fine.
Because if it gets scrubbed today, there's a good chance it's weeks before they get another one ready to
Depending
go.
Depending on the problem,
you got four astronauts, I think, that's going to be on this one today. And I could see it sitting there on the pad and go, 10, 9, We are going to abort.
Well, they can even scrub it because of weather too. You know,
I mean, lots of things could happen. Yeah, so. You know, so today is the day. You want to hear any of this Wendy Williams stuff?
Yeah, I'd like to.
All right, we've got several cuts over here.
Okay.
All right, if you don't know the Wendy Williams story, she went to the hospital. She dropped a note out, "Help Wendy," and they did. They went in there and got her, took her to the hospital. Then they gave her this test. And this psychiatric test, she passed with flying colors.
Yeah.
They say that she's, and then when I heard this audio this morning, she sounds fine to me, but I don't know. But right now she's on a lockdown back at that facility again.
Yeah, and she has a, what do you call it, a custodian, right? A financial, somebody that has all control of all her money, and they've left her in this nursing home.
For the most part.
Weird.
And she's just stuck there and can't get out. Now, who'd she call into?
Good morning. Good day.
Good day, New York.
Yeah.
Good day, New York. Okay, here we go.
Would you be open to having a sober companion, a financial consultant, if they moved you out of that guardianship?
Well, as far as a sober companion, I don't need that. I am not drinking ever in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I, by the way, as a financial advisor, I've had that for a year. Listen, of course. Of course a financial advisor. Of course somebody to look after my money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
because
the money that I have right now is all with my guardian person.
Right. And by the way, they're taking fees out every month, right?
Oh, please, listen. I'll talk to you behind the scenes,
okay.
Roseanne.
I know.
She sounds great.
She does. Mm-hmm. I mean, and did she say, so they have to pay this conservator? Is that what's happening, fees every month?
Damn. No wonder you're keeping her locked up.
Yeah, right?
You're taking her money every month.
Your check goes
right?
away.
That's awful.
Here's another clip from that.
So, Wendy, are you okay? How do you feel today? And how long are you going to be in the hospital for?
Well, I'm waiting to see my lawyer, Sadatu Salami. And I saw her yesterday. She'll be here today. She'll be here today. And I got a few other people that I have to speak with, you know? Gina? Continue talking, please.
So, Gina,
we're just trying to talk.
So, Gina, can you take this latest testing, bring it before the judge, and say, let Wendy out now?
Absolutely. These are independent results. This is from a hospital, a very well-known hospital. It's independent. It's factual. I would be very disappointed, and I would be very concerned if the judge has an issue with those tests.
I don't know.
Who's Gina? Is she Gina Salami?
I don't know. Gina Salami. Hey, Spado, who's Salami?
It's one of her relatives.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Is she an attorney or something?
I'm not sure how she's related to her, but it's like her nephew or niece or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. This is a weird story. But, you know, somebody brought up the good point, and it's true. We all thought Britney was fine, too, until she started spinning in her panties.
And neither one of us has said that they need to let her out because we really don't know.
Right.
I'm just saying in this audio, she sounds fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. When you see her out, when she's in that little rascal riding around, she looks a little angry first. And she is a little, I don't know, testy at the same time. And her eyes are all bugged out.
Well, that's because Graves' disease.
She's got a disease for that. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how she is.
But what I'm saying is we all thought Britney could handle it, handle life, right? Britney seemed totally normal. And then we're like, yay, free Britney, free Britney. She gets out. Everything's great, we think. And then the next thing she's doing these weird-ass videos every day. And we're like, uh-oh.
She's shacking up with a felon, all this stuff.
Yeah, and all his 20 kids.
Yeah.
And we're all like, maybe we shouldn't have freed Britney.
Too early.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't free Wendy.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have no idea. She sounds good on the audio tape stuff. So. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morty Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Feed me.
Got to get in the mood, man. Feed me. AI. Yeah, Slacker did that for us.
Very
nice. Yeah, we got to get in the mood. Got to get ready for 3 days from now.
Yeah, and by the way, we put the link on our Facebook page. You can get all the details of who, what, when, where, and why. And we need you to make a sign that says, BJ and Jamie bead me, and that Saturday morning we'll be at the parade, and then we will shower you with the beads.
Big sign.
Big sign.
More beads.
Dude, I am so, like, I am so, what do you call it, rabbit-holed right now.
Why?
Because, you know how I had a bad experience at La Loma in Castle Rock, right? Well, everybody keeps writing to me and saying, hey, Jamie, maybe you had a bad experience because this family's going through a horrible divorce, this whole divorce thing. So I went on to, like, the Gazette or Post or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, divorces are so ugly.
Tell me.
Oh my God, they even, so these La Loma people that own this restaurant or whatever, they own, they have like, they're worth millions, like $50 million or whatever. And they have divided the four kids. They have four kids and like two of the boys have gone on the mom's side and two of the other boys have gone on the dad's side.
Oh.
It is just, they have 21 cars they had to divide in the marriage.
Wow.
Why do you have 21 cars?
I don't know, but you can't divide 21. You need 22. Yeah. No, I'm serious. You got to cut it off. You got to have an even number to divide them 50-50. They got a problem.
And then the judge, I'm really into this, you guys. You got to read this whole story. The judge declared that the husband or whatever had tried to cut her out and made up all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And tried
we
to
always
cut her
do.
And so now she got a 50-50 split.
Yeah, they always do.
But one of the restaurants she got is in McGregor Square, and it loses $100,000 a month, according to this article.
Oh, wow.
She got screwed out of the
good
ones. What's
it called?
I don't remember. It's in McGregor Square. Yeah, but it's not.
All right, well, divorce isn't fun.
No, it's not, that's for sure. Man.
And the thing is, too, you build all this together, thinking that it's always going to be that way. And then when it all falls apart, then it just gets really nasty.
I remember that last day that you paid spousal support. Man, that was the best day of your life.
It really was.
I know.
It really was. I paid for a long time.
You sure did.
Yeah. Lots of money. So I feel the pain.
Yeah. I've never seen.
And I didn't even have 21 cars to split up.
No, you didn't.
I only had two. Took forever.
I know, but I've never seen you dance like that.
And lawyers, they drag it out, too.
On
especially
purpose.
When they see somebody like this couple with all that money and all these restaurants. They drag it out, man. They milk you.
Well, and then I guess they met in some kind of Christian camp or whatever where you were told to burn your clothes. So all I can picture is this whole family. You're supposed to burn your clothes and the wife is submissive. I mean, that sounds like somewhere you'd like to go. Naked and having a wife that's submissive.
It doesn't sound so bad.
It's a bizarre story.
Should,
I'll put it on our Facebook page.
Give away like a family four pack to this place.
Right? I mean, isn't that crazy?
Take the kids.
What are you looking at, Shmadel? Are you telling me something?
I'm seeing that guy that they're in their divorce, he has to pay the wife $50,000 a month until she either remarries or dies.
Oh.
That's judge ordered.
Wow.
Wow. Until she dies or remarries. She's never getting remarried,
no.
I'll tell you that.
No. Why would you?
Yep, exactly.
Crazy.
And she's always wearing her seatbelt.
Yeah. She's going to get personal security.
Yep. My God. That
All right, I want to mention this lip reader real quick here, okay? Because I find this funny, and I think I'm on to something. I really do. All right, so they got a lip reader to read the lips of this lady or this girl that was running this race that hit the other girl with the baton. Everybody has seen this video, okay? They're coming around the corner when she does, and they're coming around the corner and she whacks her back of the head.
Right.
I mean,
to me, it's
obvious, right?
Well,
Don't you see it that way too?
I kind of do, but there is that one weird, we talked about this all day yesterday, that one weird like second step where maybe she did trip. I don't know.
Well, the girl offered an apology to a sort. She was crying about it. Here, let me just play you a piece of this, then I'll get to this lip reader, okay?
Everybody has feelings. So you're physically hurt, but you're not thinking of my mental, right? They're going off of one angle. A couple times hitting her, my baton got stuck behind her back like this, and it rolled up her back. I lost my balance, and when I pumped my arms again, she got hit. But I know my intentions, and I would never.
So she says she would never do it intentionally.
Right.
Ever do it intentionally.
Ever.
And that she somehow got it, I guess, lodged in that girl's hair, and then it whacked her when she tried to pull it out. All right, now, they've brought in a lip reader. And the lip reader has looked at this thing over and over again because the girl does say a couple of things, okay, during this incident as it unfolds.
Right. Oh, so while she's running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's one of the things that the lip reader says that she says. She says, get off. She clearly sees that.
Okay.
Get off. That doesn't sound good. That sounds like she's yelling at the girl because she's passing her
right
on the track. And if you don't get off, I'm going to whack you, right?
Well, she didn't say that part.
No, don't. No, Jamie. No, I understand. Yeah, okay, I understand. Okay, right. But I'm about to add another part.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
Yeah.
She says, the next thing the girl says is, hey, O-H. Hey, O.
So, like, she's, hey, oh, and she's tripping?
Yeah.
I think the lip reader was afraid to say what she actually said. I think she said, hey, ho.
What?
Hey, ho.
Not, hey, oh.
No.
And then it's whacked her.
It's, hey, ho, oh. Get off. Whack.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
All right. It kind of does.
And I think the lip reader didn't want to say, oh, man. Nah, she
said, hey, ho.
Yeah, I can't put that in writing that I know that she says ho. I can't. Wow. I'll go with ho. Oh.
Wow. All right.
It's my theory.
Okay.
So when you see this story today, remember BJ's got a theory on this. Hey, ho.
Hey, ho.
Wow. Do you see where Tiger Woods is going to play?
Oh, wait. Well, that was it?
Yeah.
She only said three things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she wax her?
I thought this was going to be more than hey, ho joke.
No. That's it. Joke's over. No. I mean, we all got our laugh. People in the cars.
Like, literally waiting for the next thing, and people, then you start bringing up Tiger Woods. I'm so lost.
People are in their car slapping their knee, yep, going, that BJ, he's so funny.
He said, hey, ho.
Oh, not, God. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Tiger Woods.
Yep.
I guess he went to the bathroom, sat down, felt a sharp pain in his back of his heel, and now it's an Achilles, and he's out. He's not going to play the Masters, and they say he may never play again.
And so is he having surgery or something?
He already is.
He already did, yeah.
Oh, no. He's going to be on painkillers again.
Got it yesterday.
He's going to be on painkillers.
It's done.
Bye, Tiger.
I was looking forward to him being in the Masters.
Whatever happened to that one girl? That one girl that was lived there and she wouldn't leave, remember?
Oh, and she changed the locks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and then she wanted. I know, but then she sued him. I wonder whatever happened with it. Oh, she settled.
Yeah, they settled, I don't know, a year ago or
so. I wonder what she got.
I think she got like $300,000 or something.
It?
Yeah. Well, she was only with him for like 5-6 months.
I thought they were together for a while.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but I know he settled, that it went away, and I thought it was somewhere. I remember it having a three in it. Hey, ho.
Hey, ho. That's it?
That's
just
funny.
That's it? I gotta tell you. Hey, ho. That's all she said?
Hey, ho.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I called twice yesterday.
For what?
The jury thing.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
We left here yesterday. We didn't know if I was going to be here.
Yeah.
Jamie was going to a party. We didn't know if she'd be here.
Exactly.
Either. I mean, it was just really touch and go for the entire show.
Yeah.
For today.
It was.
Yeah. And it's still touch and go in a way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because we're both foggy. But I will say, so yesterday I got these jury summons, okay? And you got to call 5. That 5 o'clock thing is a bunch of bull.
Well, yeah, especially if you're a single parent.
Thank you.
You know, you can't make plans until 5 for the next day with your kids.
It seems very odd that they would do
you're
that.
The county. You can figure this out.
Well, you're very
it's
loud.
It's very rude. Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. It is bad. It's bad that you have to call at 5 o'clock to be somewhere the next morning at 7:45 for jury duty, and you don't have time to figure out, you know, what if you got an exam, you're going to school, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, you can get at least a 7-day notice on that crap.
I know. That's ridiculous.
Makes no sense. So I called yesterday, and my number was not called because they went this number through here, and then the next section, I was in that one, and they did excuse us. But once I hung up, I'm like, whoa, yeah, don't have to go. Don't have to. Maybe I should call back. I don't know if I heard
it
right.
I know what you mean by that, though, just to double check in case you heard it wrong or did something wrong.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm dealing with the law.
Yeah.
I always get a little frigid, you know, when I'm dealing with the police.
Yep. Bring the law. And then, so
but
BJ.
You do, don't you?
Yeah,
don't
so you? So BJ sent out a group text that he would be in today, right? That he didn't get called for jury duty. And I sent him a picture back with me with a margarita and a mustache on. And I said, woohoo!
Yeah, I don't feel like she was celebrating with me. I think she was celebrating with something else.
No, uh-uh.
That was not a celebration of my jury duty and being dismissed.
It was.
Man, people were upset yesterday with Southwest Airlines.
Oh, I know.
Holy
it went viral,
moly.
Didn't it? People were saying, like, the CEO needs to resign.
They're done. They're never flying ever again.
People were literally boycotting them.
Okay, yeah. I get it, but they're just a company trying to make money. You know, I mean, the sweet deal of bags free had to go away at some point.
Well,
you think?
And if you look at the financials of all these other, you know, airlines, I mean, they bring hundreds of millions of dollars in with baggage fees.
Oh, they make a ton. It's not even fun.
I mean, hundreds of millions in baggage fees. And I do, though, agree with BJ. Like, just build it into the price.
That's the way
I do it. They didn't have to tell us.
Mm-mm, they did not.
Yeah.
Well, you could even come out and say, look, we've been pressured to add baggage fees, but here at Southwest Airlines, we're not going to do it. We stand with you, the passenger. We will raise the flight rates, but we're not going to charge for your bags.
Yeah.
And that would have been a win-win for them.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Just jack up the ticket another $50. Boom. Done, right? Hey, Spadell, is this the man on the street thing where people are complaining? This audio?
Yeah, he's talking to people at DIA.
All right, here we go. This is a DIA. Man, people were upset yesterday.
Bag Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA.
I like the way he talks. Sam's and her husband, they were picking up our bags over DIA.
Oh, my God.
Freebies, and that's the way they like it.
He doesn't talk like
different.
That. Now I'm hearing it.
Don't listen to him.
Bag Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA were freebies, and that's the way they like it.
That guy I like. What's his name? Oh, I forgot his name. Anyway, he's really funny. Yeah.
So good.
I like that guy.
Here we go. Let's go back to the tape.
Bag Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA were freebies, and that's
Alan.
The way they like it.
It's been a differentiator, really.
Oh, absolutely. I think they're making a big mistake.
To end the free bags for all policy that could be a turbulent decision.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yep.
Oh.
I think it's not going to go well for them.
Neither does airline analyst Henry Hartevelt.
This is how you destroy a brand.
Oh,
this is how you destroy customer preference. This is how you destroy loyalty.
It means bag charges will pile up on top of the ticket prices.
Sure, the bag fees get you, don't they?
They do.
Jamie, please stop. I'm trying to take this serious now, okay? They're going to charge me for my bag.
Okay, sorry.
Even Southwest CEO Bob Jordan said as recently as September, free bags was their thing.
Bags will still fly free. Yes, it's the third thing the customers look for after fare and schedule is bags fly free on us.
With one caveat.
Well, never say never.
Never say never.
I'm listening to this guy, and I don't even know what that report said.
His name is Alan. He's been around for 800 years.
Yeah, he's
been on for a while.
What, where's he been? Where is he work? Well, it's going to be just a dangerous deal. I'm sorry.
That was not nice.
I think I
love you, Alan.
I think I'm off the hook, though, because
you're doing a great job.
Okay, I'm not even going to finish my sentence.
You're off the hook now.
No.
No, what?
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
So mean.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, they serve llama there.
Yeah. La Llama?
La Llamas. I ate at La Llamas in Castle Rock. I was just telling BJ it's kind of crazy because everybody was texting about this La Llamas place, which we had an incident. It's fine. Won't be going back. But anyway, it's fine. But they made the Daily Mail yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
This couple did. I feel sorry for Renee. She's the wife. And it sounds like, allegedly, perhaps based on what I read, that the dad, the judge said it. The judge said that he tried to change the situation where she was kind of getting locked out of all the money. And so that's what the judge said. So anyway, it made the Daily Mail yesterday. What are the chances I go to La Llamas? And then they're in the freaking Daily Mail.
That is
on
wild.
The same day. No wonder it was like kind of wacky there. So everybody's up in arms like, oh, God, our bosses are getting divorced and stuff.
I always mention that happens to our show a lot.
It does.
We will bring something up here on there just out of the blue. And then the next day or two, it's a headline somewhere. And it's like, what the heck? How'd that happen? But that's the same way.
I always do, though, feel sorry for the stay-at-home mom that gets, like, screwed out of a divorce. And I feel bad for Renee. Plus, she plays with PXGs. So I feel like we're family. Oh. Yeah, the back of her race car says PXG.
Oh,
so I feel like we have a connection. But, like, my sister was a stay-at-home mom. Totally got screwed in the divorce.
Yeah.
Your wife, stay-at-home mom, totally got screwed in the divorce.
No, she did. She got a lot of money.
I bet she felt like she got screwed in the divorce.
I don't know.
You don't?
I don't know.
Did she ever
never
mention
talked
it?
About it? She, nope. Oh, no, never mentioned it.
Son of a bitch, you screwed me. All right, anyway. Okay, Tom Selleck, speaking of screwed over, Tom Selleck is saying that Donnie Wahlberg screwed him over. Allegedly, Tom Selleck feels betrayed by his former co-star Donnie Wahlberg after Donnie landed that Blue Blood spinoff on Boston Blue. The duo played father and son, Frank and Danny, on the CBS show for 14 years.
That was a good show.
The Blue Bloods?
Yeah.
Well, even the spinoff is really good.
Yeah.
With
Donnie it is.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, he did this spinoff, and he didn't even ask Tom to go with him. Like, hey, Dad, you were my dad. Come with me.
Well, what kind of guy is that?
Yeah, that seems wrong.
I mean, he helped make you with that show. You got to take him along, don't you? Jamie, if I went somewhere else, I'd take you along.
Thank you.
And I'd hope you would take me along.
Not really.
Oh, right.
I'm kidding. Of course I would. It says that it's a huge betrayal to Tom, and it was the end of their friendship. Selleck was furious to learn about his former co-star's new leading role, with a source calling him moving forward. It killed him, it said. It said Tom considered himself Donnie's real-life father figure and helped him with his acting skills, and now he's found out everything going on behind his back. It's a huge burn on him. He feels a sense of betrayal and furious over the news.
Hmm.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, remember when we were talking to the other radio station across the street?
Yeah.
But like, you came to me and said, hey, they want us and blah, blah, blah. It'd be like you just doing that without me. I'd be like, what the hell?
Well, it was close. I almost went without you.
You did?
Yeah.
Who were you? Just you and Carson?
No, I had a couple of chicks I picked up to be a part of it.
Over on Colfax?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
They sounded like they'd be really good on the radio. I do, you know, I don't know. I mean, does he have to take him with him? I don't know.
He doesn't have to, but, I mean, it was behind his back. He found out about it.
Obviously, he was hurt by it.
Yes.
For it to be this type of a, you know, anger.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Let's see here. It says that Wendy Williams made a surprising live call to Good Day New York. We actually played a little bit of it. Somebody said, well, Tom Selleck is like 90. He's probably just a grumpy old man now. Yeah. I don't know. He looked pretty good. We saw a picture of him the other day. Remember?
Good.
Yeah, he looks
good. Good actor.
Really good actor. Anyway, so going back to Wendy Williams, you want to just play that thing?
This is another one. We have like four or five.
Oh, we do? Okay.
And we really don't have time to play them all, but here's another one.
So, Wendy, are you okay? How do you feel today, and how long are you going to be in the hospital for?
Well, I'm waiting to see my lawyer, Sadatu Salami, and I saw her yesterday. She'll be here today, and I got a few other people that I have to speak with, you know? Gina, continue talking, please.
So, Gina,
we're just trying to talk.
So, Gina, can you take this latest testing, bring it before the judge, and say, let Wendy out now?
Absolutely. These are independent results. This is from a hospital, a very well-known hospital. It's independent. It's factual. I would be very disappointed, and I would be very concerned if the judge had an issue with those tests.
Here's what I would say, okay?
Okay.
I would say Wendy Williams probably isn't ready to be getting out of this place if Dr. Salami doesn't exist.
Yeah, I like that salami.
If she just made up Dr. Salami,
You
might want to keep her.
I know a doctor.
You know Dr. Doctor?
Yeah, there's a doctor named Doctor.
Really?
Wasn't that a commercial for Dr. Pepper once? Doctor?
Dr. Doctor.
I don't know, was it?
I thought it was Dr.
And then
Pepper.
The guy in Beverly Hills who does sex changes,
Swear
on the Bible, a real name, Dr. Alter.
Dr. Ulcer?
Alter. Like alter, like you alter.
Alter.
Yeah.
Oh, alter.
Yeah, doctor. He wrote a book, too.
Dr. Alter?
Dr. Alter. We asked him how he did it. Mm-hmm. He says he just takes the wiener and just... Whoop.
That's it.
Yeah, just puts it right back up in there.
It doesn't bother him at all.
Nope. Does it every day.
Yeah.
they have to do a bunch of psychology studies on people before they decide to turn their wiener inside out.
Sure, sure.
Well, it's a big decision.
I'm glad they do.
It is a big decision.
It's a big decision.
Or maybe a small one. You never know.
Hey, maybe Dr. Salami does exist.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Salami.
You've got that kind of story.
Maybe Dr. Salami is friends with Dr. Alter. I don't know. But isn't that funny, Dr. Alter?
Yeah.
I looked at him, Pearl introduced me to him, and I was like, your name is Dr. Alter, and you do that? I feel like I was Chris Rock right then.
It does sound like it.
It's a true story. You can Google him if you'd like.
Wow.
All right, anyway. Let's see here. They're saying that this is a weird phenomenon. Love that. Always puts me in a good mood. Anyway, here's the deal. I guess this Apple TV's most popular TV show, it's called Severance. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Me either. Well, anyway, it's causing horrible reactions with dogs, according to a Reddit post. It stars Adam Scott and Patricia Arquette, and it's called Severance. It's on Apple TV. Again, it's one of their most popular shows. I guess people are saying that their dogs go crazy, get agitated while Severance is on. It says it has a bunch of high-pitched sounds, which, you know, obviously dogs freak out about. But it also has been filmed in a blue tone. And dogs most visually see blues on television. Not like the Blues Clues, but like blue color on television. So it affects their eyes as well. Blue is a color they seem to notice more than others. And the show is filmed with a bluish tinge. And with today's high definition TV shows, dogs also may not be able to tell that it's a TV program and not real. So they freak out. So they're saying the dogs get creeped out and they're unsettled during the entire time. Experts say people watching the show who are made anxious by it as well as their dogs emit the stress hormone cortisol, which then their dogs pick up on, and in turn it makes them anxious. So when you're anxious and you emit cortisol, then your dog's like, what the hell, BJ?
Yeah, my dog does. He knows when I'm anxious.
Yeah, they can tell.
Yeah, they can tell.
What do they do, like smell your butt or something?
No. They just start, you know, kind of like in your face, kind of needy.
And they get jumpy. They
yeah,
get jumpy.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, anyway, who knew? That's the whole thing. I had some other stuff, but I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right. I want to play this Michelle Obama stuff, okay?
What's going on?
She's doing that podcast, you know, and she's on there talking about, they bring up the marriage thing with her and Barack.
Oh, they do? I thought they didn't touch on it. No, they did? Good.
I guess they do. Wow. Spadil gave me the audio just a few minutes ago, so I thought we'd play it because I'm reading your notes, Spadil, and it appears they did touch on it. In fact, she made a couple of comments here that, I don't know, maybe there is problems.
Really?
Is that right?
I want to hear it.
It kind of seems like there could have been at the beginning. I don't, you know,
it's hard
they're
to
kind of back and forth.
Remember,
about
she
it. Yeah.
said at one point in the White House that she couldn't stand to be around her husband.
Yes.
She said there was a time in their lives when they were married and she couldn't stand him.
Which I don't know why you would say that out loud.
I know. That is a weird thing for a former first lady to say.
Here's the other thing, too, is that when I heard that she was doing this podcast and that the marriage thing would come up at some point, I just assumed with all the rumors out there that she's going to be like, oh, these rumors, these people, these tabloids, you can't believe anything. Everything's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just really defending it. But it doesn't appear that's what she does. All right, let's listen to it. I've not heard it yet. This is cut one from the Michelle Obama podcast.
Couldn't have gotten through 8 years in the White House without my big brother. That's another sort of unusual aspect to our lives, our relationship, was this whole, you know, being married to the president of the United States thing.
Yeah.
that none of us kind of banked on. I mean, we knew Barack was smart and, you know, ambitious, but, you know, I think, but you talked me into supporting his run.
I did.
And he was smart enough to know that he needed to come to you and sell you on the idea. So tell folks, what did he say and what you said to me?
So,
because I was definitely like, nope, no way. This is crazy. We've done enough crazy stuff.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know.
Well, she did talk about on Ellen a long time ago that she felt suffocated at the White House, and she got to drive a car with Ellen around the White House, and she's like, this is the first time I've driven a car in so long.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so she just drove it all around the White House. She's like, you guys don't understand. This is like the most freeing moment. She just went in a circle.
Yeah, she didn't like it. She didn't like being at the White House.
Yeah.
All right, here's another cut just for the heck of it. Why not?
I said, if we can get Mom on this,
our mom,
Marion Robinson, if we can get her on board for this, which she was not on board for it, we might have a chance of getting Michonne. And then I said, let me talk to Mish. And that's when I came and talked to you and just gave you your advice that you had given me back pretty much about following your passion and doing the things you love. But I think the thing that pushed it over the top was I convinced you to not penalize him for being really good at what he does.
There was nothing about a bad marriage.
Nothing in there. Nothing.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, I'm just going on what the headlines are saying.
Well, I haven't heard any of this. This is a farce.
So far, it's a big friggin' letdown.
I was waiting for you to go, right. He's hooking up with Jennifer Aniston. I'm pissed off.
Yeah, me too. I threw his ass out.
Yeah.
You know, Maui. No, he's not coming to Maui.
Exactly.
No.
And my name's Michael.
Yeah. I'm Big Mike. Call me that.
I hate it when you do that. I hate it when you
brought it up.
I know, but I was just doing it to be funny, and I forget you take it too far.
Big Mike, man.
Yeah. You give him the green light. He's going to go.
I know. I forget.
Check out the Big Mike podcast.
Oh, my God. It's not
called.
What is it called, though?
IMO.
What?
IMO with Michelle and Craig.
Gotcha.
Yeah, stands for something, right?
In my opinion.
Oh.
It's like schma.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, folks, if you're going out there looking for a podcast, get the BJ and Jamie podcast on the Odyssey app. It's a lot better than that IMO crap from Big Mike.
Stop it!
BJ and Jamie.
Now, look, you're probably going to think I'm a little nerdy about this, but I'm going to be watching today when that rocket goes up. When it goes up to go get those astronauts and those four astronauts that are on it, and you got to figure they're poopers, puckering.
Because, you know what, it's at night and you go to bed at like 6.
No, it's at 5 o'clock.
Oh, it is at
5? It's 5:58.
See, that's your bedtime.
No. I go to bed at 6.
At 6. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
It goes 2 minutes before. Now, I won't see it reach space. I'll be in bed snoring, okay? But I will see it take off.
Okay.
And you can betcha. Your kid and all his friends, they're going to be glued to it today, don't you think?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Because they're into the aeronautics, right?
Yeah, they're astrophysicists.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's a big deal. They're going up this afternoon, later on today, and they are headed up to space to rescue these two people that have been up there for all this time. And
crazy.
I saw where they were talking to the astronauts, one being from Colorado, a few minutes ago. Spadil was looking at the audio, but I don't know if he has it yet or not. I don't think we do.
You asked me to look for like a press conference thing, but I couldn't find anything like that.
Yeah, the astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you. Thank you. Thank you. He's mad again.
What's going on with you two?
I don't know.
It's like you're
know what's going on.
Feeding little boys.
I just said I asked you to go find the astronauts. They're talking this morning.
Yeah.
And to see if there's...
But when he got me up from my car,
yeah,
he was already irritated with you this morning at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
This has been going on all
night. Yeah. I forced
him to call the engineers this morning. He didn't want to. So I yelled at him and said, hey, look, call.
Because I said, how are you doing? You know, because I'm happy and stuff. I'm like, how are you doing? And he's like, it's not been a good day. And I'm like, why? What's going on? And he's like, I don't know. BJ's yelling at me. I'm yelling at him. We're just not really getting along today. So I'm like, all right. Well, sounds good.
And he's getting even madder as we speak because I've turned his mic off.
God.
And he can't defend himself. Oh. So he's sitting in there. He's sitting in there waving
his
arms.
He's not looking at you, dude.
Look at him. Look at him. He's sitting in there waving his arms. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
He's irritating today, isn't he? Yes. I know. I got it. I'm on your team today.
This is awkward.
And you just have days like that, right? Yeah. I mean, we all work together.
We all do.
Absolutely.
It's no big deal.
No, it's not.
All right. I want to play this audio, though. This is that tornado that hit in Orlando. I guess the weather guy's on the air when it hits.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Really?
Yeah. It's
really not. I was all fired up.
No, it's really.
It's not very good.
The only cool part is at the end when he goes, you know, I've been doing weather for like 400 years, and this is the first time an actual station's ever been hit while I've been on the air.
Well, that's a big deal if you're doing the weather.
I know, but like you don't hear things falling. He doesn't get blown out of there.
Yeah,
sucked
nothing's
out
collapsing.
Of there. Like nothing. No, it's
well,
just
I'm not expecting there to be audio passed around of him being yanked out of the studio by a tornado.
Trust me, listen to it. That would be far more interesting.
Here it is. Here it is. The guy's doing a weather forecast in Orlando. And was this Monday? I think it was. All right, here he is on the air.
Could be passing by our station right now. Okay, there's debris. We've got debris on. Okay, take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe. safe space under your desk if you're not in a designated area. We're catching debris right now on the roof. Debris is on the roof right now. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Purdue, everybody get on the desks. Okay, that was it. We're still in debris zone.
The camera's on a freeway.
I like that.
I mean, the camera is, you don't see debris in front of the studio. The camera's like across the street in a field.
Yeah, it kind of seems like they like set it up. Like they're like, okay, we know when this tornado's going to hit. Now we're going to make it seem like it's at the studio, but exactly. Like it's not really there.
You don't hear anything because he's even like, oh, you can't hear anything because we're in a fortified building. And then he's like, oh, yeah, debris hit the camera. Well, the camera's all the way across the field. It's so disappointing.
All right. How would you like to go to Meow Wolf?
Yeah, that'll fix it.
You and a friend. You and a friend. Meow Wolf.
Meow Wolf.
More exciting than a tornado.
It really is. I mean, nothing happened. Meow you don't wolf. See anything.
Yeah, I want to hear like...
Yeah, you don't see anything. You're just watching the camera shake a little bit. That's all you watch. The camera that's in the field.
There's a guy blowing on the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a disappointment.
Caller 19.
Okay, yep. Pair of tickets to go to Meow Wolf, which, by the way, I highly recommend. It's a fantastic experience. And I think, like, Saturday mornings and stuff is, like, really a calm day to take your kids if you want. But at nighttime, it is rocking. They even have a bar in there. Man.
Yeah, it gets really? Crazy.
Meow. Yeah. All right, 303-22, Alice. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Spadil.
You were right there.
Hey, Spadil.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
No, I got to ask him something.
No, I need you to leave him
Spadil.
Alone.
Spadil.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You want to work things out? You want to go to lunch today?
Well, like Hooters?
Yeah.
Like some wings? That'd be nice.
Oh. What? Don't. No. He's not been nice to you all day.
Well, he's going to make up for it by buying me some chicken wings.
I can't go. I've got errands to run
all
today.
Right. I'll just turn my mic off.
Exactly. Exactly. He is in one of these moods, Spadil, that he thinks he's so funny today.
He's a troll.
He's a little twerp is what he is. You're a twerp.
That was funny, but Spadil, that's the first thing you said all day is funny.
Well, because you keep turning off his microphone.
Well, he's not supposed to say things.
Or inviting him to lunch and then you can't go anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he'd say no.
Oh, my God.
Because he's got that other job, and I just assumed that he would say no, or I would ask. You know, I'm just trying to, you know. But I do need to make up at some point. But I'll catch you next week, maybe.
All right.
You got it, buddy?
After pay time.
Jamie's got a meditation day today.
Meditation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gave me crap because I'm not doing wall yoga.
Uh-huh.
And I said Wednesday's our meditation day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some
breakdown.
Yeah, today is meditation day. So when you go out to a 50th birthday party on a Tuesday night, Wednesday's our meditation day.
Right. That sounds like it'd be real hard to do wall yoga after that.
You got
to
meditate after you get tossed out of La Llama. Get cut off and asked to leave.
Yeah, you got to rethink your life.
You got to rethink things. Why did a bunch of moms get kicked out of La Llama?
The llama.
Like you say one funny La Llama joke in there and you get kicked out. Laughed. That's all right. I hope Renee takes him to the bank. I'm only going to her restaurants. The one she won in the divorce.
All right, we got to go. I think we've done enough damage. Next week, Spadil, I'll catch up with you.
All right, sounds good.
St. Patrick's Day Parade is going to come up on Saturday. Oh, thank you. Thank you to the committee that came in here this morning.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I love them.
Good people, man. Yep, that Mara, man, she is a hoot.
She is. I just ate her cookie.
You did? Ooh. Whoa.
What, good cookie or
really tasty?
All right, nice.
Had to be when I was out of the room. I would have noticed something like that.
Yeah, it was glazed. It was yummy.
Oh,
wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
Wow! Yeah, they put some glaze.
And then also thank you to Queen Colleen. She was here this morning. The parade marshal was here this morning. I did have the names, but
I lost my paper.
And that bagpipe dude. He was good too.
And Aer Lingus. Dan is fabulous. We had Lisa, we had Jordan.
Okay.
Dave, the president, was a little late, but that's all right, we'll let it go. Yvonne from Aer Lingus. The hot Irish chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was here.
She's pretty hot.
Dan Kingsley, he was the bagpiper. And also Belko.
Yeah.
Thanks to them as well.
Huh? That Dave, he has some mustache, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I mean, that thing, it goes, it extends like 4 feet.
You know what they call that?
What?
Flavor saver.
Woo!
Yep. Yep. You know, like if you have nachos, you can eat them later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect. A little snack.
Delicious.
That's why he was running late, probably. He was down in the parking lot, probably eating Barrow's cookie.
Wait, what?
Well, he had a cookie. He had a cookie.
We need to go.
I've got a cookie.
Listen,
I've got
troll,
one of her cookies over here. I'm going to take it home and give it to a 7-year-old.
Oh,
that's really
God.
Sad.
What the?
All right, we got to go. We got to go.
Yeah, like
we've
a
done
long
enough
time
today.
Ago. A long time ago.
I feel like we could stay till noon.
Nope, I don't feel like we should. I feel like that's a bad idea.
Can you call Heather Collins and tell her just come on at noon?
Yeah, I'll see if she's all right with that. Okay.
Let's go.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.